Hello, everyone. Greetings. How are you doing? Yeah. Hello, Birmingham. Which part of Birmingham are we in? Are we in, like, Digbeth? People's Republic of Digbeth. A bit like Stokes Croft, but with more industry, I guess. Yeah. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to Bees in a Tin, held by many and varied. My name's Hannah Nicklin, and I'm going to be talking in between things today. I'm going to do some basic logistics on how the day's going to work in a second, but the first thing to do is to hand you over to Nikki Pugh, the wonderful person who came up with and invited me and Jen over there in the corner to help co-curate this event with her. But most of it came out of Nikki's brain, so she's going to explain how that happened to you right now.
Yeah, sorry about that, but I think it's going to be all right. help yourselves to cake and drinks at the back. So just quickly to say that Bees in a Tin is the sort of the final instalment of a programme of events that came about at a residency I did at the Public, which sadly is no longer with us, but that's kind of why we've relocated to here. But just to sort of thank them from afar, because they gave us massive amounts of support throughout this programme and stuff like that. Also Arts Council funded, so thanks to the Arts Council. I also want to thank Leon at the front here for his technical support and dashing around for quite a lot of this equipment on the front table, and also Kim, who's doing switches and LEDs and things in the corner here. And thanks to all you guys for coming along as well. I know some people have travelled quite a distance to come here today, and it's going to be ace. I'm really excited, and I don't want to talk too long. So one more person to thank. No. Thank you very much to Hannah and Jen, because they've helped me massively with all the selection and making things happen as well. And also, we've got John here, who's coming from the Digital Heritage Demonstrator. They are our lovely cake providers. So John's just going to explain a bit about the Digital Heritage Demonstrator and what they might be able to do for you.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm John, if you haven't met me before. I'm also known as Cake John today, because we provided the cake. I do other things other than just provide cake, though, so let me just tell you about those very quickly. Some of you might know me for my work for my company, Wall 4. We make very, very large-scale digital installation, video games, theatre, a massive game called Renga, which has been shown in theatres all around the world. But most of the time, at the moment, I do this thing on this board over here behind Nikki, which is the Digital Heritage Demonstrator, which is a program that operates out of the University of Birmingham. It's not a very academic thing, and I'm not a very good sponsor either, because I don't really have much to sell you, I only have stuff to give you. So as well as the cake, we also work with SMEs in the West Midlands entirely for free. We're funded by the ERDF. We do basically 2 to 5 days of business support, and again, completely for free, let me stress that enough. The kind of things that we do is to help people that are working in the cultural space, that want some help from the kind of digital side of things. So we have a lot of digital expertise. So some of the projects are things like apps for mobile phones, if you want to do some kind of prototype of that. We're doing some crazy stuff with the new Kinect sensor, the Kinect 2 we have access to, if that means anything to the people in the room. We're doing a really crazy Star Trek holodeck experiment at the moment. Again, some technical words, I'm afraid. We're currently combining a Vicon motion tracking system with an Oculus Rift VR headset. So again, there's some things that might mean something to someone in the room. But that's very cool. It means that we can basically turn a space like this into a giant holodeck. And our main aim for that, I think, is to play a giant zombie game in there. But I can't tell you that part. The last thing I should do really is to push cake some more. So we have an event at the end of every month that happens at the University of Birmingham. It's called Cake. There is real cake there. The cake stands for Collaboration and Knowledge Exchange, and we have a talk, and we have discussions, and we have networking, and we help people find funds. So the next one of those is next Tuesday, the 25th, at 10 a.m., but they happen at the end of every month, like I said. If you want any more information, come and find me today or come along to Cake. The word from your sponsor is over. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Excellent cake as well. The better the cake you bring, the more time you get to talk to us about the brilliant things that you do. And obviously, it's very good cake, right? And that was also really interesting work. It's great to hear what's going on in Birmingham. So I'm going to just tell you a little bit about the day. However, before I do that, I'm just going to say thank you to the one person that Nikki didn't say thank you to, which is herself. Because that's always a bit awkward, isn't it? But Nikki is a really exciting, brilliant practitioner. I have first heard of her work ahead of Emergent Game, and that happened around 2008. She was one of the first founders of a pervasive games company in the UK. Hide and Seek and Bug were some of the first companies that did that kind of stuff. And she also works with different hack spaces. She founded FizzPop, which was one of the first hack spaces in Birmingham, I believe. So she, as well as making brilliant things happen, she's also a really good practitioner who does really exciting, interesting, interactive stuff. So thank you very much, Nikki, for making this thing happen. Hurrah. We thought we'd do thank yous at the beginning of the day, because at the end of the day, everyone wants to go and drink, don't they? So they are now done. Hello, welcome again to Bees in a Tin. Practical things first. Toilets are in the corner. There are no fire drills planned for today. If a fire alarm goes off, please leave the building. There is just this one building, so the fire would probably be in this building, so you'd notice it as well. Go through either that exit there or that exit there and make your way to a car park, which apparently is down the road. We'll try and find you and maybe leave in an orderly fashion, and we'll just count you off against our register to make sure you're not dead. Please don't die on our watch. Other things that you need to know, the car park closes at 6:30 if you are coming for drinks and you want to stay longer than 6:30, then make sure you move your car. There are plug sockets all around the room. Feel free to use them unless they're heating water. And the Wi-Fi password is Bond Wi-Fi Winter, but it's sort of posted on various bits of the wall if you're after that. And the hashtag for the event is Bees in a Tin. Bees in a Tin, all one word, because if... Of course it's one word. Shut up, Hannah. Bees in a Tin is hashtag. If you can share things, that's super, super brilliant, because it helps us do this again. So all of your Instagrams and tweets, and actually Facebook's a rubbish place to share stuff. Don't share it there. It has no impact, except to your friends, which obviously you care about. So the other thing is that this is going to be documented online. So just to be aware, it's going to be recorded. Stuff's going up there. If you are any kind of government protection program, please tell us. You can't, can you? Please leave. Yeah. And that's pretty much all of the logistics. The only thing is that there's been a minor program change. One of our lovely speakers, who was going to be up first, she was in a minor car accident this morning. She's here, she's with us, she's totally fine. Her headphones, which were broken, have now been fixed, so she's as happy as you can be after being in a minor car accident. But she's going to perform last this morning as opposed to first. And the lovely Holly, who was on last, is going to shift into the afternoon program of speakers, just to let you know about that. But I'll say who people are before they come up, so you won't be too confused, hopefully. The way that the day works is that we're going to have three people talking, and then there's going to be a panel session. The morning's panel session is hosted by the lovely Jen. And just occasionally I'm going to say lovely Jen, and you'll have to look lovely. That's the deal. And I'm going to host this afternoon's panel session. And then in between, after lunch, there's an exciting smorgasbord of workshops. Which you can sign up to a couple of them, and some of them you can walk in on, just have a bit of a go, see if you like it or not. But in order to give you a sense of what's going on then and there, we're going to ask those people running workshops to introduce them before we start them. So you'll have a sense of, like, you know, what kind of thing to expect from a person as opposed to a piece of writing, which is great. People are awesome. And then I think that is all of the information on that piece of paper that you need to know. So in that case, I'm going to hand over to the brilliant Henry Cook from East London Kinetics. And he's going to be talking about the throne at Game of Crowns. Everything okay?